Welcome to No Shame in Our Game, where self-help meets community support. Just a quick message from editing Lacey. We were going to have this episode come out before our rebranding to No Shame in Our Game, but then decided we were too excited, and by we, I mean me, and we did the rebrand first. This episode and our partnership in general with Hot Mess Express actually is one of the things that inspired our rebrand, so we wanted to make sure it came out as No Shame in Our Game. Same great conversation, just with even less shame in any game, whether it's ours or home, it doesn't matter. Okay, here we go. I am Lacey, your very excited co-host today, with what I'm pretty sure is also my other co-host who's very excited, Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Lacey. I'm always excited to see you, but you're right. I have an extra zipped this morning. But I also feel like I want to own, full disclosure, I never know what clips are going to end up on social media. So if there's a video of this, I haven't washed my face. I am still in my morning walking clothes. But I was like, you know what? I always have to remind myself, I have to practice what we preach here. No shame.
No.
I'm showing up. It's not about the looks, it's about the feels. And I feel so happy that I was able to jump on this call with you at this moment when you reached out. Yeah, it's the feels, not the looks. And
yeah, we are working with Violet nap time here. So we got to take it when we can.
I would rather show up and be present with you looking like I am versus having gotten ready and then missing the window of opportunity with you. So anyone listening, if you're hesitant about having that friend over because your house isn't picked up, just have them over.
We have wanted this episode for probably a year now. Today we talked to Brittany Tran, and it's Brittany. I realized when I was reading her name because there's an extra IN in there, and I'm like, oh, I've been saying it wrong. Brittany Tran from Hot Mess Express. She's the president of Hot Mess Express, which is a nonprofit that does like literally what we hope we could do of going into people's homes and helping them get their lives in order. You're going to hear us talk about it. We love it so much. I saw it on social media, sent it to Sarah, and was like, we need to work with these people. And we are. So you're going to hear about our upcoming partnership with them. I have never felt more aligned in that we are doing the right thing and that this is what we're supposed to be doing ever. This just feels so important. And we're excited.
Yeah. On that note, if people who have been listening from the beginning, we had an expert, Erin, on, and she is my coach. And she talks about going to that thing that feels good, that higher vibration, like what excites you. That's what it is. What excites you? And when I learned about Hot Mess Express, that excitement was off the charts. When we started emailing with Brittany, off the charts, and then we're working on our collaboration together, and it's full body goosebumps. Like, it couldn't be clearer that this is full excitement because it's aligning our mission in a way that we aren't able to do, but we can support somebody who's doing the work.
Well, let's take this excitement and move into our chat with Brittany, and Sarah will be back at the end of the episode. Welcome to No Shame in the Home Game. We are so excited to have our guest today in something we've been working on for almost a year now that is coming to fruition.
I know. I'm so excited. I've got like little bubbles of joy coming up like in my body.
Effervescent.
Thank you. Lacey with the win on the communication. Thank
you. What I'm here for. But we have Brittany from Hot Mess Express. Hi, Brittany.
Hello. I'm so excited to be here and talk about Hot Mess and joyful support.
Introduce yourself to our listener.
I am Brittany Tran. I am president of Hot Mess Express, an organization that helps women in their communities. I am new to North Carolina, and ever since I got here, just trying to find my people, find my village. And it's been a journey, but I feel like I finally have.
New to North Carolina.
I'm originally from Illinois, but we came from California. We took a camper and we did a year traveling from California to North Carolina.
Oh my gosh. Well, you are way more interesting than me.
Or crazy. I don't know. We had three young kids and dogs.
The thought of being in a camper for a night makes me want to throw up. You are amazing. Way to go.
Can I just give a shout out to three Midwestern gals?
I know.
We always find our people. Like, I feel like we always find other Midwestern people no matter what state I'm in. We always somehow connect and find each other.
Ohio is the Midwest. So Ohio is, it's really interesting. It like turns from the east to the west. So like Cleveland is a bit more of like your more like eastern seaboard type city, but still Midwestern. And then as you go across, it gets more Midwestern, I would say, which I'm on the complete Western side. So I'm totes Midwestern with a little bit of Southern, honestly, because I was born in West Virginia, spent some time in Kentucky. So I got a little bit of that in there. But yeah, Midwestern gals.
Find each other, I'm telling you. We just, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Your intro, Brittany, I want to know a little bit more about you. If you had a free hour to do whatever brought you joy, what would you do?
I would, if I had a free hour, it would be outside by the water with a book. That's my happy place. I love the sound of the waves and the book and just to get lost in it. It's so rare that I get to like fully focus and read a book. I think I would be a lot better if I could just start every day with 1 hour just by myself on the beach with a book.
That's what I daydream about. My lifelong goal is to buy a house on a lake so that I can start every morning by water. I'm a Pisces, so it's very ingrained in me.
I'm a Cancer.
Yeah, totally.
I love that. Yes, that's my perfect dream too. Okay, now Halloween costume. What's been your favorite one you've ever worn or one that you've always wanted to wear?
Okay, I am an overthinker and that tends to get in my way when it comes to Halloween because every single year, this is such a lame answer to your question, but it's just the truth. Every single year I get in my head, I'm like, this is going to be the year I'm going to have such a killer costume and I'm going to do it. I start thinking of all these unique things, but then I get so in my head about it that I do nothing. And then by the time it comes, I throw together what I have on hand. I actually threw a Halloween party last year and I told everybody you have to dress up and really dress up, put in the F, and they all came and they totally did awesome. And I literally had no time. So I put on a blue hoodie. And I had my kids write a sign that said from Mean Girls, you know, when he has the, you don't go here.
What else? She doesn't go here.
They were not happy. That's what they were met with.
I actually feel like that's a really great transition into the organization that you work with, Hot Mess Express. Because, right, you had all these good intentions. You had a vision for how it was going to be. And then life happened and it became something else. So on the heels of that, can you tell us a little bit more about Hot Mess Express, its foundation, its purpose, its mission?
Yeah, absolutely. I love that because I personally see myself as someone who really lives the brand. So Hot Mess Express is a nonprofit. We have affiliates across the country and we help the women in our communities through cleaning and organizing. We work right alongside them and help them to just get their space back. It's really meant for women who have something come up in their life and their house falls secondary. And that can be maybe your postpartum or maybe you had an illness in the family or your husband had to take on a second job, whatever it might be, that support has gone down. Your house, it's just not the priority and you fall behind. And then it gets to a point where you're like, I don't know where to start. And so we come in and we try and get you back to where you were so that you can take it from there.
I love that for so many reasons. And people who listen know I started in home management. That's what I do with my clients. And I always say managing a home is a full-time job, but we forget that. And so when you don't have time for that full-time job, it quickly becomes something you did not intend. It's not like you intend for the chaos to unfold. It's no, if you don't have 40 hours a week to devote to managing your house, that's what happens. Can you tell me in our audience, what was the origin story of Hot Mess Express?
Yeah, so it actually started, a mom had posted in just a Facebook moms group. And she was like, I have nothing else in me. My house is a disaster. I just had a baby. My husband is gone. He's a truck driver. He's gone all the time. We have no money to pay a cleaning person, but like, I just have nothing else. So she was asking for affordable options for the house cleaner. But there was something bigger than that, right? She just needed some support. About 8 of us ended up coming together and we showed up and we just brought the stuff we had on hand. We made a trip to the dollar store, picked up some basics and just showed up at their door. We kicked them out, told them to go have a fun day because they had little kids. And if you've ever tried cleaning with little kids, you might as well not. And they went to the park. They had a great day and we cleaned that house top to bottom. We did all the things. We pulled out. She had just had a baby. So we had organized all the clothes. We got all that up to speed, got all the toys all organized. She was in the middle of kind of transitioning her kids in a room. So like that was, you know, how it goes. It's like half done and then something comes up. So we finished that. We did the deep cleaning, that stuff that just, who has the time? So we did the windows and all that. And then we also saw like the fridge. The fridge was pretty empty. And we were like, we have time. It's like to grocery shop. She's a new mom. So we went, we had been able to put together some donations just from people who were excited about it. And we filled the fridge. We got the crock pot going. And so when they came in, it was sparkling clean. The fridge was full. Things were organized and in their place and dinner was cooking. She walked in like you could just see. You can see that just melt. The stress just melt off of her. And the just look of just relief. And it was like that moment where we looked at each other and we were like, this is going to be something big. Like, we have to do this again. This was such a dopamine rush. We were like, we got to do more. So that was the first one. And then it just took off. We had a couple others in the area. It went viral. And then they started popping up around the country. People just wanting to do the same thing.
Oh my gosh. Lacey, I don't know about you, but I'm actually like holding back the tears because I don't want to become a bawling mess, but like that feeling of having those angels come, one of the angels come in and do all that. What I also love about that origin story, and we talk about this with Joyful Support Movement, is that moment of vulnerability is what opens the door to magic. We often, as women, especially, I mean, I can only speak from the perspective of a woman, but I know others and myself, it's to admit you need help. Sometimes we're taught somehow subconsciously through society that we're not supposed to, especially as moms. I feel like moms are supposed to be made of steel. We're supposed to be like indomitable. And I know for me, people who have listened have heard my origin story with the onion. Asking for help is such a mountain to climb. But once you do, like with this woman, all of a sudden it opened the floodgates, not only to her house, but now to how many people. How many people have you worked with? What do you call the people whose homes you go into?
So they nominate themselves. We call them nominees. We call them that because we encourage them to nominate themselves. And you can nominate anyone as well. And that's always wonderful. But we really push to nominate yourself because exactly to your point, it's so hard for us as women to ask for help that we've created this safe space where we are literally begging you to ask for the help that you need. And so that hopefully it gives you that empowerment to just admit that you are not superwoman and you can't do every single thing by yourself, that you were supposed to have a village around you. And we just lost way of that somewhere along the line.
So one of the things about Joyful Support that I appreciate so much, so part of our origin is that Joyful Support came from Sarah and I's friendship, partnership, whatever you want to call it, because she got something from supporting me and I got something from her supporting me and then vice versa. And so that's one of the other things that I like about Hot Mess Express is that the people who give support are also getting so much out of it and that it's through that mutual support. There's just so much joy and so much that comes out. Like I'm getting so much out of it and I'm just a lady sitting here, not anywhere near it. So I think that's one of the things that we often forget about support is that, yes, it's hard to ask for it. We feel like we're taking advantage, but the reality is everybody's getting something out of it. So don't feel so bad about it.
Absolutely. It is so true. Like, it's one of those things where it's, to be honest, like, it is a little selfish because I'm telling you, I hadn't been on a mission in a bit because I'm doing a lot of the behind the scenes. One came up where it worked with my schedule recently and I was like, I just miss it. Like, I want to go. And so I ended up going and I was like, gosh, like, I feel so refreshed. And I spent 4 hours with a bunch of women that just fill each other's cup. Like, the whole day is just, we're venting and we're laughing and we're like talking about like shared stories and, man, like my kid, like I can't even, my husband, this. We just talk and get it all out. And it's just such an enjoyable experience. And then at the end of that, we get to have this moment where this woman sees her house for the first time, sees it put together, has this emotional thank you. She's so excited. And we can see that firsthand what we did. So that's just like the cherry on top of everything else. But I left feeling like I hung out with my friends. It felt like lunch with my girls. And we just need that. We need that more than we realize.
Also, so much better to clean somebody else's house than to clean your own. I don't know why. Like, it doesn't feel like a burden. It's like when my kids go over to somebody else's house and they're like, look at all these toys. I'm like, you don't play with your toys at home, but fine.
I talk about that all the time because I feel like when you're cleaning your own house, it's so repetitive. It's like the same cup and the same cabinet and the same toy and the same cover. And it's the same old thing. And then when you go somewhere else, it's like, oh, it's a fresh space. Let's see what we can do here. Plus, a lot of us like to joke that when we leave in our heads, it stays that way forever.
is beautiful. That would be great.
When I work in people's homes, that's why I say I like doing it with other people. There's no emotional attachment when I walk in and I don't have to watch it be destroyed afterwards. First of all, I'm picturing everything you're talking about and how it's this web of connection, all these touch points, right? Of being vulnerable and giving support. And this is like this huge patchwork quilt. At the same time, AI is becoming such a force in our country or in the world. And AI is the opposite. It is that point of one point of contact between a human and a computer. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's like that's happening. And at the same time, we're also needing more and more of this connection that you're talking about, which is how it used to thrive. That's what it used to be like. And we still need it. And women should run the world because that is so beautiful. And it's also the definition of a joy ripple, which is like, now that you went in there and helped that person, you all walk away with that rush of joy. And then the person inside the house, she might have a little bit more bandwidth to give a little bit more grace to her children. Her children might have a little bit more like joy in their hearts when they go to school or when you go out to the grocery. Like that creates that ripple of joy.
That's so beautiful. I love that.
Oh, yeah. Because, and that's what we always say here at Joyful Support. It's the 1%. Like if you can go out in the world a 1% more like cup filled, then maybe you're going to hold that door or smile at a stranger. But if you're completely drained by your house and you go out in the world a little bit grumpier, maybe you honk your horn. And so I'm so overjoyed about Hamas Express. I'm already envisioning the day I get to go and help with missions. Like, I'm so excited.
I love it. And I love that perspective. Like I said, I had never thought about that. I'm so excited to go back and share that with my team because that's such a great way of looking at it. I love it. And to touch on what you were talking about, that need of community, that's something that I speak on a lot because we went through this period with COVID and stuff where we were more isolated. And it is just not good for us to not be able to see or hear stories from other women, because then that's how we get so in our head. Like when you're just in your home and you're only comparing yourself to what in front of you or what is online, you get so misconstrued in what reality is. And by just going to these missions, hearing the other women talk about the struggles with their families and their kids and their lives, it just validates you and makes you realize this is a valid thing. We're all struggling with it. It's not because I'm lazy or a horrible wife or housekeeper or any of that. It's just because it's hard. Everyone is saying it's hard, so it must be hard. And that is something we need. We need to hear that.
If we all opened our front doors at the same time, no prep, no warning, if we just all opened our doors at the same time and were honest, we would feel a lot freaking better because we would see what reality day to day is, not what's online, not what people are presenting.
Something else just popped in my head that I had not thought of before. My brain has been working on friendship a lot, but friendship and community. And I think we often think we have to have friendship to have community. This is a way to have community without worrying about friendship, because friendship is a bit of a barrier in a lot of ways. You don't have to like someone to go and be in community with them in this type of experience. Oh, what a beautiful way to have a lower bar of entry. There's a nicer way of saying that. To community of just showing up and being like, I'm here because you're a person, I'm a person, and we're in the same community. And I want you to be successful because you're here.
And I think that's such a good point. That is probably what holds people back a little bit. You can see someone struggling and just help them. And that doesn't mean that you are now obligated to have this long-term relationship where you're keeping up to date on all of their life stuff. Like, I know that there comes a point where you're like, I have all the relationships I can maintain at a healthy point. I can't take that. But that doesn't mean that you can't step in. There's something to be said of just seeing someone who's struggling and they're a part of your community. We talk a lot about village needs villagers. Just being a villager doesn't mean you have to be best friends. Just help.
Life doesn't come with an instruction manual, but it should come with people who've got your back. That's the Joyful Support Village, where self-help meets community support. Get access to courses, worksheets, and step-by-step resources that can actually work for your real life. Join daily conversations where people share what's helping them. Connect in regular gatherings with experts and others in the trenches of life. It's where you can stop trying to figure out everything alone and start moving forward with support that fits you. It's free to start, and paid memberships begin at just $10 a month. Join us at village.joyfulsupportmovement.com to join. Give what you can, take what you need. See you in the village.
And that is such, again, a beautiful transition point. We brought Brittany on today to talk about Hot Mess Express because, and we're so excited, Hot Mess Express is partnering with Joyful Support Movement. We have the online village platform, and that is like we're talking about right here. It's peer-to-peer support. It's when sometimes your friendships, it's not quite what you need. Paid support, maybe can't get to it all the time, but that 24/7 peer-to-peer support. You show up and you give what you can and you take what you need. And just like what we're saying here, it's not about being best friends with everyone in the village. It's not about feeling obligated to be drained. So what we're providing is Hot Express goes into these nominees' homes. They do this amazing in-person work. And then they always felt like they needed else to give. Joyful Support Movement is providing the space for not only the nominees, but anyone who runs these programs, anyone who works with Hot Mess Express to come into this online platform that we've created and to be able to talk about those struggles, ask questions, celebrate wins. Hey, if you get your kid to eat a vegetable, don't you want that little, guess what I did today? It feels good to celebrate the wins with others. And it feels good to, like you said, when you're doing those projects and you're like saying, I'm so frustrated about, sometimes you just want to be heard. And so the village is where people can be seen and heard and ask questions. And so we're providing that next step of support. And we're so excited.
What a perfect partnership, though. Like, I think so many women they get to this point where they're stuck. And they need that initial help just to get them back to where they were or get them to a point where they feel like, okay, I can see it. I can see a path and I can take it from here. And then you get them to that point, but we don't want them to fall back into that. We don't want it to come back again so that they're back to drowning. And so to be able to partner with you guys and have that support so that not only can they get that fresh start, take a breath, have a break, but they have the tools that they need so that they can continue and hopefully maintain and not get to a point where they're right back to where they were, which at some point in life, it could very well happen. Things come up, but like on the day to day, just to have the knowledge and tools and support is just so helpful.
A friend of mine sent me one of your guys' videos. I think it was Jen Hamilton of going in and doing a mission. And she was like, Lacey, you'll love this. I saw it and I sent it immediately to Sarah. I was like, I don't know how, but we need to work with these people. This is exactly like it just was perfect and aligned because part of the village is we want it to be a very practical space, but we can't be in everyone's homes. We don't have money to send cleaners to people's homes, that kind of thing. But to know that people are getting that support and then they can come to the village and continue to get support. It's like why Sarah and I keep trying to not cry because it's just so what we want to see in the world.
It is. And it's true for us. We wanted to be able to continue to what we were talking about earlier about friendships and stuff. Like ideally, we would be friends, all of these women, and have these deep bonds and continue. But realistically, we're helping thousands of women around the country. And so we don't want the idea of it being just a one and done kind of thing. That's not what a village is. A village is continued support and a safe space ongoing. And so to be able to finally be in a place to offer that, it's just so exciting. It feels right, like such a great fit.
On that note of safe space, when I envisioned this village and Lacey and I were discussing it, I'd always envisioned this as the alternative to social media. It's like that interaction, that let's talk about what's going on, but with these safe walls, if you're having a bad day, you're not going to have a troll who makes it even worse. Or if you're celebrating, you're not going to have somebody who comes in and like rains on your parade. Putting it inside this safe boundary, like we said, being vulnerable, it's like you want to do it in that safe space. And that's why it's there. You don't have to be friends with all these people, but we can have that peer-to-peer support and we can support one another. And guess what? We're changing the world for the better.
Absolutely. Exactly. We're changing the mindset. One of the hardest things for us is honestly finding nominations, like finding women who are willing to ask for the help. A lot of times they have it in their mind that, oh, my house doesn't look like a tornado came through it, you know, so I don't need the help. But, you know, maybe it feels like that. Maybe it feels like that to you. And that's valid. Changing that mindset. And then also, like we talked about, asking for help. That is something that is so ingrained in us. That's something that's going to take a long time to cycle out and to stop making that the norm that, no, I'll just handle it. It should be the norm to admit you need help, ask for help, and it should be the norm that you get it. That's the other part of it. And without the judgment, that's a huge part for Hot Mess, is that we genuinely mean it. There is no judgment at all. We are not here to do that. We are just here to help. Shifting the whole mindset is what the goal is. And I think us coming together and working together is just such a great step forward for that. It just feels like the right move. And I think that it's going to really start making that change. The more women that hear about it, we've helped almost 300 women this year with missions. And I think to myself, that's 300 women that very well have not had the support, have not been able to ask for help. Just going to keep growing from here.
Especially since I think one of the other things that we keep seeing in our society when it comes to this village aspect is that people move. There are jobs. People are a lot more transient. They're not living in the homes that they grew up in, that kind of stuff. Then you can be anywhere and have this village. But I also love that there are affiliates, so you can go to a new place and be a part of that affiliate where it is. So I think that's just so cool.
I love it too, because one of the things, like, some people think that we help moms, which moms are in the thick of it. So we do help a lot of moms. But the tools that you guys are providing and like the missions that we do, all of that can go to women across the board. Like, you don't have to have kids. We had a mission for a college student the other day. Like, she moved into her apartment and didn't have anybody. And so asked for some help, like just getting situated. And like, how cool is that? And then another one the same month helped an elderly woman whose kids had moved out and she just had no one to help her with maintaining her home and needed it to get fixed up a little bit. That is what this is about. It's like all of these things are for women all across the board in any parts of life. I just feel at any point you need support. Sometimes you just need your village.
I just got tingles again.
Me too. Have you heard of synchronicity? Things popping up in the same, in different ways. So I was reading a book yesterday about intuition and how women's intuition, it became a thing because of like witches being outlawed. But she talked a lot about how cross-generational women's friendships and interactions actually really build women's intuition and like ability to trust themselves. So to hear you say that, I'm like, oh, killing it there, building intuition.
Our volunteers range in age. I mean, we have from early 20s up until in their 60s. And like the conversations that I've had, the things that I have learned at these missions, from simple things like how to get stains out of stuff, techniques and things that I never thought, to like deep personal relationship things and life things and just having perspective and stuff. Yeah, absolutely. I think there is something to be said about spending time with other women. It is just so important. And like you said, multi-generational people in different parts of their life, different areas of their life, there's so much advice to be given. And women are just so amazing in general and so strong and have such great advice and learn so much. We should be sharing that to the next generation.
Absolutely. Oh, yes. No, I agree with this wholeheartedly. I see everything in like visuals. And so, yeah, it's like all those points of connection that you're talking about. It's just like creating a stronger and stronger connection and foundation and quilt. And I wanted to highlight two courses. I'm always creating courses in my head that I want to do. One is how to give and receive support. How do we ask? How do we be vulnerable? And then how do we give in a way that doesn't drain our own cup? I think there's a lot to learn around that. And then the other one, when you talked about the college student, I'm so excited. Oh my gosh. I want to create a course that's on my own for the first time. So how, because we did home management for everyone, is like when your home is already established, you're already in it. But what about the people who first apartment, first dorm room, first anything? How do you set up systems for success? Because often we get to that point of discomfort to look for a solution. And it's, whoa, what if you started with all these great support steps? And I also want to do home management for like when two people newly move in together, whether they're romantic or roommates or anything. That's a whole new layer. Have you gone into any houses where it's not a family, not an individual, but roommates who just haven't been able to figure it out?
I know that there has been missions that they have done that in other states and stuff. I think that's such a great idea, because it really is like a lot of the people that we help simply like just were not given the tools. Like they just, no one taught them. I grew up, my dad, I always referred to him as Danny Tanner. So I knew very well how to keep things clean. He was always like that. And so he taught me a lot of that stuff. A lot of the women we help, they literally just were never given that. And so when we come in with 8 women across the board, different life experiences, different points in their life, and can show them, not just tell them, hey, you should do this, but show them how to do it and get it to a place like, hey, this is how you can maintain it. This is how you can do it moving forward. We like to do things like make sure there's still space in their cabinets. We want to make sure that this is a livable space that works for you, not for us. Doesn't matter if I think the towels should go over here. I don't live here. So things like that.
Speaking our language.
Yeah. For those who listen to No Shame, they've heard me say it a lot, which is we drive cars. Somebody teaches us to drive. If it's an adult or if it's driver's ed, we all take some kind of education to learn how to drive a car, right? But then yet we're given these homes to manage and not all of us are given that driver's ed equivalent. The reason we call this show No Shame in the Home Game is because there's no shame in asking. Somehow we're expected to know, but yet we're not all given the same set of resources to know how to do it. Maybe even if we were given the tools, but those tools don't work for us. We need different tools. That's why I'm like, no shame. Let's all open our doors at the same time. Let's all admit, what do we do really well? What do we struggle with? Like you were saying, I 100% agree on all of this. Again, match made in heaven. I've got goosebumps. I don't know what else to say.
I love your idea of when you say open the doors at the same time. One thing that I think is an easy thing that people can do to really start changing the mindset is to not freak out and clean your house top to bottom when your friends come over, especially your women friends, because that is setting up the stage in their mind. That is how you maintain your house. It's always like that. And that's the bar that everyone's putting it at. But if we all collectively agree to be realistic and be like, hey, you can come over, this is my house, then that really starts to change the mindset and puts the standard as, oh, we all actually just live in our houses. We can live and it can look like you live there when you have people come over. It doesn't have to be like a show house because you're having people come over. And that can really help with just changing that mindset if we all start doing that.
I 100% agree with you. And I try to remind myself, like, I am not going to, inside my head, mentally judge anyone else's house for the way it looks because I don't want to be judged. And it's not always easy. But I'm like, nope, I'm going to let people see that my camping stuff is still strewn across the dining room because I haven't gotten to it. That's life. And like you said, a house is for living, which is a verb. It's an action. Magazines and Pinterest still shots are a snap and a moment in time. And we're not a museum.
I want to make sure we capture like how people can get involved, where to find everything.
If you're interested in getting involved with Hot Mess Express, if you want to volunteer with us, if you want to ask for help, if you want to start your own affiliate in your own area and start trying to create that village in your community, you can find everything at hotmessexpress.co. We have volunteer forms and nomination forms, and all of that comes with no judgment. It's not just a tagline. We genuinely mean it. We have so many affiliates around the country that are looking for women to help. They need people to step up and ask for help. And they're looking for volunteers. It doesn't have to be such a big commitment to just give back and help people in your community.
And the really cool thing is there's like a Hot Mess Express overarching Instagram, but a lot of the affiliates have their own. So like, I don't live in Cincinnati anymore, but there's a Cincinnati one. So I was like seeing what they're doing. And so that's another way that you can support.
Absolutely. I love seeing the videos and stuff that they come out with. It's surreal to think that it stemmed from this one Facebook post. And then we have an affiliate in Hawaii and Alaska. And to see them posting and showing them doing exactly what we did for that first mission is just wild, but so exciting. And I think points to the need.
We talk about the three buckets of resources here: time, energy, and money. And so if you feel passionate about this project, you can, as Brittany said, you can become a volunteer. You can put your time and your energy. If you want to support from the money bucket, Hot Mess Express is a nonprofit. You can donate to Hot Mess Express, and Joyful Support is providing this service to Hot Mess Express at no charge because they are a nonprofit. You can also support that bridge and that village for Hot Mess Express by donating to Joyful Support as well.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Brittany, but also that everything that you've done thus far to make Hot Mess Express what it is, for like responding to my email and us coming up with this partnership. I am so excited for whatever is coming next because I just think it's going to be revolutionary.
I agree. Thank you.
And that was our beautiful conversation. Oh my gosh, the marriage between Hot Mess Express and Joyful Support Movement, match made in heaven. It's so beautiful. And for anyone who's having a rough day thinking about everything that's going on in the world, just remember, amazing things are happening all the time. The beauty of what Hot Mess Express is doing, all those people are volunteering their time. How cool is that?
We will do some quick gratitude. Sarah and I spent probably about 15 minutes before recording about something that I'm excited about. So I'm going to talk to you all about it. And that is this spirituality alignment practice that I've been doing lately of a mix between tarot and meditation and just actually listening to myself. It's made a huge difference for me in so many different ways. And I'm delighted by this. If it sounds very woo, I know. Like, I get that it sounds woo and that sounds not rooted in reality. Maybe I should say. But it is. It's just giving me tools outside of myself to make sense of what's already in my brain, to get rid of the shoulds, as we've talked about before. And it's just been so lovely and so beneficial for me. I grew up Catholic, Catholic-ish. We were the not as Catholic part of our family. I enjoyed the rituals of it, and I enjoyed the community of it. I have always had a really hard time with someone telling me what to do. That's what it felt like. To be able to tap into what feels like something bigger than myself while finding comfort for myself in ritual has been lovely. And I'm just really enjoying it.
I am happy for you.
Yeah.
I realize I say that all the time on the show when I listen back to our podcast. I'm always like, I say that a lot. I'm so happy for you. But I am. I want to recognize what you said. And I'm thankful that you found something that is a grounding daily routine for you. We all need that.
Okay.
Can I share my joy moment?
Yes, please.
And I'm going to give an asterisk before this because I know I talk a lot about insects and birds. I have gotten feedback from people that they do enjoy. They do enjoy what I say. I walked out yesterday morning to my son's bus stop and we have a motion light. And it was weird. The motion light was still going off, even though it was not dark. And I was like, what is going on? And I looked over. There was the biggest praying mantis I have ever seen. He was hanging out by the light. He was huge. And in true Sarah fashion, I told this praying mantis how beautiful it was and how much I appreciated it. And then my son see it. And then I made my husband come out and see it. I feel like praying mantises they shouldn't exist. They're unbelievable. They're so unreal. They are so amazing. And it reminded me, I used to have this job where I worked doing yard work for somebody. And I used to find baby praying mantises in their yard, in their like flower beds. And baby praying mantises, oh my gosh, those things are trippy. Those things do not seem like they should exist either. Like, they're so... Have you ever seen a praying mantis in person?
I have seen one. Cute is not the word I would use, but I love you using it.
Their big eyes. Oh my gosh, the way they hold their front. They're not legs, but like appendages. For anyone who's... I'm using my hands right now to do the praying mantis. So that was my joy moment, and I'm still riding that high 24 hours later.
Sarah, this kind of goes back to what you said. One of my things that I'm realizing is I just want more people to delight in each other. And that's something that I didn't realize was a skill that I have, but it is something that I do. So when you're like, I'm so happy for you, I'm like, oh, that's just Sarah delighting in me. And then hearing listeners loving your insects and birds, I'm like, they're delighting in Sarah. So just, this is my campaign to delight in each other. Because yeah, absolutely.
Well, and that's the perfect plug for anyone who wants a little bit more delighting in their life. Joy Moments, our most recent podcast. I want to hear what delights other people. Like, it does. It makes me so happy to hear what makes other people happy. So please share your joy moments so that we can share them with others and then others can delight in you. And then it's just joy magnified. Magnify the joy.
Oh, thank you, Sarah.
Thank you, Lacey.
Thanks for hanging out with us today. I hope this gave you a little bit of permission, a little bit of possibility, and maybe even a spark of, oh, I can try that. Remember, we're not looking for the right step, just your next step. And you don't have to figure it alone. We're in it together. If you do have a question for a future episode, whether it's about home management, budgeting, boundaries, gift getting, etiquette, whatever, literally anything, and you're not sure where to turn, submit it at joyfulsupportmovement.com/submit. And if you want more support like this, come join us in the Joyful Support Village. It's where the conversation continues, and you'll find a whole community of people navigating the messy middles of life right alongside you. We'll catch you next time. No shoulds, no shame, just possibilities.